The legacy of bank vaults, when security was measured in steel. Stepping into a bank vault in Laurel, Mississippi, I felt that I had entered a bygone era, one where security was measured not in firewalls and encryption, but in inches of solid steel and the sheer weight of an impenetrable door. The massiveness of that door astonished me. I have a picture that captures the immense size of the bank vault in the Community Bank building in Laurel, Mississippi. In the picture are leaders of the community bank, the mayor, the school district superintendent, myself, and two others from the Edge Foundation. In its depth, the layers of metal, the intricate locking mechanisms, everything about it exuded certainty. Inside, rows of safe deposit boxes lined the walls, each one secured by its own unique key, offering a personal fortress for those who entrusted their valuables to the bank's care. It made me think there was a time when bank vaults weren't just about security. They were about trust. They were a symbol of assurance, a reminder that what we valued most was locked away, safe and sound. But as I left that vault and stepped back into the modern world, I couldn't shake the contrast. Today, security feels different. The sense of certainty that vaults once provided seems to be disappearing, not just in banking, but everywhere. Bank vaults, a physical fortress of trust, have a long history, dating back to medieval times when wealth was safeguarded in fortified chests inside castles and churches. As banking developed, the need for stronger security grew. By the 19th century, vaults had become marvels of engineering, with thick steel walls, elaborate locking mechanisms, and time delay devices designed to withstand everything from fire to dynamite-wielding robbers. More than just a protective measure, bank vaults served as a statement: your money is safe here. In an era when trust in institutions mattered deeply, the sight of a massive vault reassured customers that their financial well-being was in good hands. Some of the most famous vaults in history, like the Gold Vault at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York or the one at Fort Knox, became symbols of economic strength and security. But what happened to the bank vault? As the world moved into digital banking, the role of vaults diminished. Physical cash became less important, and transactions moved to the virtual world. Many bank vaults today sit empty or have been repurposed, some transformed into wine cellars, or high-end hotel bars, or even art galleries. At the same time, our perception of security has shifted. A 3-foot-thick vault door once gave us confidence. Today, we rely on passwords, encryption, and cybersecurity systems, things we can't see, touch, or feel. And yet, in this digital age, the feeling of safety is far more elusive. What have we learned from bank vaults? The contrast between the security of the past and the uncertainty of today raises important questions. Bank vaults remind us of a time when safety was tangible, when trust in institutions felt solid. What do they teach us about security, trust, and the world we live in now? First, physical security provides reassurance. A vault door was something you could see, something that visibly protected what mattered most. In contrast, digital security, though advanced, is invisible, making it harder to feel truly safe. The more we move into the virtual world, the less we have that physical sense of certainty. Secondly, trust was once built on tangibility. People trusted banks because they could see the security measures in place. Today, we're asked to trust complex financial systems, government policies, and digital safeguards without the same tangible proof. It's no wonder there's more skepticism and anxiety. Third, adaptation brings new vulnerabilities. Bank vaults became obsolete not because they failed, but because the world changed. Yet as we've adapted, we've also exposed ourselves to new risks: hacking, cyber fraud, economic instability. The more we rely on digital systems, the more fragile they can feel. And finally, symbols of strength still matter. Even though bank vaults are fading from everyday use, their presence still evokes a sense of strength and stability. Maybe that's why movies still feature heist scenes with vaults, and why we still marvel at their design. We long for that kind of certainty in a world that feels increasingly uncertain. Walking out of that Mississippi bank, I couldn't help but feel a sense of nostalgia, not just for the craftsmanship of the vault itself, but for what it represented. It was a relic from a time when security felt absolute, when we could point to something and say, "That's safe." But the world has changed. Today, uncertainty surrounds us, not just in banking, but in politics, economics, and even our personal lives. We live in a time when financial markets fluctuate wildly. Cybercrime is on the rise, and even the most advanced security systems feel vulnerable. Bottom line, perhaps this is the lasting lesson of the bank vault. Security isn't just about walls and locks. It's about trust. And trust is harder to build in a world where everything feels intangible, shifting, and uncertain. Maybe that's why stepping into that old vault felt oddly reassuring. It was a reminder of something solid, something real, a feeling that we could all use a little more of today.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.